You know, if I just take a moment, I've just been so blessed getting to see Jeffrey. Funny. We've been in a lot of situations together. I mean, we've been in meetings. You have relationships with people that are strictly at meetings. You just are like ships passing in the night because you go to weekends, you go to this and that and different things. I've been so blessed just to see him. Like he did that little song with Warren Seams that I just thought was just absolutely so wonderful. And the last time he was up here, he was kind of doing that leaning thing. And then just hear him share his heart. You know what, man, I really love you. I'm really thankful just to have had some exposure to your heart. So, anyway, recording that too? Oh, darn. Okay, because I'm going to change the mood here a little bit. But anyway, go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, which obviously follows the day of Pentecost. There was quite a commotion and quite a number of things that went on in Jerusalem that day, because for the first time in the history of mankind, man received Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues, they were in the temple area, this great phenomenon occurred where people were understanding what was going on, and you know, there was quite a teaching by Peter after that. And in verse 38 of Acts chapter 2, it comes down to the people basically saying, what do we need to do to change? And this is what he said. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as the many as the Lord our God should call. And the reason I wanted to start with this verse is because of the word baptized. A number of weeks ago, we heard a teaching about the burial of Jesus. Do you remember that? And one of the places that we went to was in Romans chapter 6. I'd like you to go there just for a moment. And I don't know so much about your life. I would say for myself, this past 6 weeks or month has really been a period of change. There's a lot of changes that are going on. People are changing. People are changing their living environments. People are moving. People are changing jobs. And I thought, I was talking to somebody earlier, Tom, I think, and said, well, it is springtime. So springtime is kind of the time of change, blossoming, flowering, and all that. And, you know, a lot of times it's just a matter of how do we process the change. Some people do not process change well at all. They do not like change. They like things to be just a certain way. And they like it to be a certain way all the time. And you could be frustrated quite a bit. Especially living in a larger city where a lot of things are just constantly in a state of flux and changing all the time. And by the way, we are too. Because change really is a very good thing. It indicates growth. I didn't say it's going to be easy all the time. Because if you've ever gone to the gym and tried to work out and get yourself in shape, that isn't necessarily just easy, is it? Or doing a lot of other things that you might set your mind to that really require some effort and some diligence on your part. But we have been so blessed to be a part of a process that really has required very little effort on our part. And yet, the greatest transformation of all time has occurred, and it's not about our ability to do it. It is all about God's ability to do his work in us because of what Jesus Christ did. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, and like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even we should also should walk in newness of life." Well, newness of life means that things are getting new. Things are changing. Things are evolving. They're not the same all the time. But what I wanted to look at briefly, and you heard this, I'll just remind you of it a little bit, is the word baptism. And this word baptism means to be fully immersed. Fully immersed. If you've ever driven up Highway 5, you've seen the Mormon temple. They have a huge baptismal pool there that's set on the heads of four lions or something. It's amazing. You have to have certain rights and privileges and have to have gone through the right and proper administrative channels to get the ability to get in that pool and be fully immersed. When we got into the relationship with Jesus Christ, we were fully, completely, 100% immersed. And the analogy that was used was the analogy of a pickle. Do you remember that? A beautiful analogy. You know why? Because it makes so much sense. And so what I'm going to teach on this morning is called the pickling solution. The pickling solution. Because, see, a preparation has to be made of the fluid that the cucumber is going into to get the right type of pickle, right? You've got cucumbers of all shapes and sizes, and you have pickles of all shapes and sizes, right? You have sweet pickles, dill pickles, gherkin pickles, you have bread and butter pickles, you have hot and sour, I gotta try those, hot and sour pickles, and you have pickle relish. You have all sorts of different types of pickles that the preparation, the solution that those cucumbers are put into has to be prepared a certain way. It's fascinating. Because what happens when you put a cucumber into that solution is it literally changes the nature of that cucumber in that it will never again be a cucumber. It will never again be a cucumber. It will be a pickle. See? And when we were immersed in the work of Jesus Christ, we became as he is. We became fully saturated with the characteristics and the qualities of our Lord Jesus Christ, and not because of something we did other than made the decision to do it. Really something. Really something. You see, because the word change is it's to make the form or nature or the content or the future course of something different from what it is or from it what it would be normally left alone. We want to have that ability to walk in that newness of life. To be fully immersed in that solution. It's really something. Something that came up that someone had mentioned, and I thought was a fascinating point. Look at Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. King James Version says, "I can do all things through Christ," which what? Strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A lot of times what happens and what has happened with this particular verse, the emphasis is always placed on I. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But really, when you think about it, it should be more like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because that's the focus. It's not me. It's the fact that it's Christ in me who's enabling me to do this. The Amplified Version says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything, and I am equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And this is the thing that was brought up. Actually, Shelley mentioned it, and then we kind of just had fun with it, playing with it. And that's the word infusion. Now, many of you ladies, and possibly gentlemen, you might have a jar of something that's decorative at home. You might have some olive oil. You might have some type of other mixture of something that's got peppers in it, or it's got fruit in it, or it's got some essence of something that's been put in it. That process is called infusion. And when, like an olive oil has a habanero pepper in it, after a certain period of time, that oil begins to take on the characteristics of that habanero pickle, doesn't it? A habanero pepper. Or think of anything else that you might, you know, possibly, you know, have seen or have been a part of. Because infusion, listen to this, is a very simple chemical process that's used with botanicals that are volatile and dissolve readily or release their active ingredients easily in water, oil, or alcohol. See? The amount of the time the herbs are left in the liquid depends on the purpose for which the infusion is being prepared. And basically what happens is the oil takes on a completely different characteristic other than what it was initially designed for. This is really amazing when it comes to spiritual things, because we are fully immersed in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Whether we realize it or not, we've got the nature of Christ that's already been infused into us. Now, how do we get the cork out? How do we drink that fine wine? How do we use that olive oil, that soothing oil that comes out and heals like a balm? How do we do that? Well, that's why I've given you this printout of Romans chapter 12 in the Amplified Bible. It was really kind of in my heart just to keep this very simple this morning, but yet sometimes the simplest things are the most beautiful things. God is love. Wow. I want the meat and potatoes. I want the heavy stuff. You get that one down, you will be walking in all the revelation, all the signs, miracles, and wonders that you ever want. See? Understand the love of God. Walk in the love of God. Pray for understanding in the love of God. Anyway, my thing in reading this in Romans chapter 12, and you're familiar with this, you've probably heard it many, many times. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And someone pointed out to me after I shared this verse that the word transformed and the word conformed are antonyms. That means they're exact opposites of each other, right? See, it's like day and night, dark and light, conformed and transformed. They're completely different. God is exhorting us not to be conformed to this world. Amplified on your sheet there, we won't go through the whole chapter this morning. It says, don't be conformed to this world or this age, which means to be fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs. but be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. I want to get the cork out. The world has designed a lot of devices to get corks out of bottles, right? See? But the one thing a lot of Christians haven't figured out is how to get the cork out of their own bottle. See? We understand doctrinally all this stuff. We got a lot of doctrine, 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 doctrine. Get the cork out. That's why I'm thankful for people like Joyce Myers, some of these other people who make the Word of God so darn practical that you're getting it out into use. It's just not, you know, where your head is like this big and your body's like a little toothpick. See? We not only need a knowledge of the Word, we need the practice of the Word. We need the understanding of the Word. God is good at this. All He's looking for is willingness. And if I stand here today, you stand there, you sit there this morning, and you say, that's what I want in my life, God, you know what? God will hear your prayer. God will hear your prayer. Because Christians will not be satisfied until they are actually doing what God wants them to do. Jesus Christ said, my meat is to do the will of Him who sent me. See, you have Christ in you. Let it out. Let it be. Get that cork out. See, get the cork out. How do you do that? Right here. Right here. You take verses like this thing in Romans chapter 6 that says, we've been baptized into Christ's death. And therefore, we now have the ability to walk in newness of life. What is the context of Romans chapter 12? Well, it's all those things that have previously been written in Romans 1 and following that apply to us now. And God says, be transformed. Don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind to what? What's previously been written? Oh, I can walk in newness of life. Yeah. Awesome. I've been fully immersed. I went in a cucumber. I came out a pickle. My nature has been completely changed. The things of this world are now foreign. The Word says, don't lie. Well, that's not even a part of my nature. See, but sometimes there's a struggle that goes on in my mind. My mind is trying to tell me something different. My mind's trying to tell me you aren't a pickle. My mind's trying to tell me even though you've been fully immersed in the completed work of Jesus Christ, you're nobody. God doesn't really love you. God is still looking at your faults. He's still looking at your failures. Jesus Christ didn't really pay the perfect price. God just very simply says, don't be conformed to this world. And another way to just say this is, just change your mind. Change your mind about yourself. And start to see and believe what God says about you. And if you have a hard time doing that, which we all do, then God is in the business of working together with us in partnership to help us get it. I mean, it's not like we're in this on our own. God is right there with us, working together with us so we can get the cork out, so that we can blossom and flower and live out this nature that God has paid such a huge price for. See, that mankind could now have spirit and could be perfectly capable of having this intimate fellowship with God once again. Amen that? Huh? Yeah. That's right. See, no more cucumber. You aren't a cucumber. You're a pickle. You're a pickle. Pickle. It's just such a beautiful example because we're infused with the nature. And I don't care if you put in a pepper. Somebody's got a pepper. Somebody's got an apple. Somebody's got an orange. Somebody's got this. We're all members of the body of Christ. Well, yeah, there's a lot of variety. There's sweet pickles, there's dill relish, there's all these infusions of all these different types. So what? That's what makes it so beautiful. But in the reality, the true reality of the whole thing, we're all really the same. Our foundation is what Jesus Christ has done. How that plays out in reality, who knows? That's the beautiful mystery of the one body with Christ in each individual member. And as they renew their minds, they harmoniously flow together and function. And that was what brings great praise and glory to God. How about that? It is so beautiful, and it's not in us to do it. That is what's so weird about it. It's not in us to do it. It's in us to allow God to transform our lives into what is pleasing to Him. We don't do the transforming. We don't do the transforming. God just says, just simply think about who you are, what my word says about you, and train your mind to think like that. And this whole thing will just evolve supernaturally. See? Really something. Really something. Yeah. So to not be or to be. Hey, I think someone else said that one time, right? To be or not to be? That's really the question. So it's not conditioned by your works, by the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, whether you have a blemish somewhere, whether I can see it or not. Doesn't matter. See, we're all naked before God anyway, so get over it. Let's get the cork out. The nature of Christ is there. See. Now, we put on the mind of Christ, we think about these things, we change our minds, we work together individually, collectively. That's what Romans 12 is talking about. See. But this way first. Maybe that's why they do that in India. This way first, see? And then this is harmonious that way. See, so really something, man. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 4. That's really where I'd like to close again this morning. Why change has gotten such a dirty word? I don't know. I did look up some synonyms. I won't read this whole list because it's about 50 different words. But it means to convert, to make different, to do an about face. It means an addition, an adjustment, advance, break, compression, contraction, conversion, correction, development, metamorphosis, modification, modulation, mutation, to accommodate, to adapt, to adjust, alter, alternate, commute, convert, diminish, diverge, diversify, evolve. These are all words for transformation. These are all words for being infused with the nature of Christ spiritually and then allowing it to flow. And everywhere it goes and everything it touches turns to gold. Because we don't have anything to do with it. Because a lot of times some of the things we touch don't turn to gold. See? We get in the way. But if we just have let God have His way with us, then God's ways will get accomplished. See? Really something. Where were we? Philippians chapter 4. And I know these are kind of unique and different types of analogies, but I think they really do communicate so wonderfully and so simply about the nature of Christ that we have. And believe me, beyond any desire, heart, whatever it is you want, God wants it even more for you, and He is working with you. All He requires is humility. I don't know how to do it all on my own. I really need help. I need for you to teach me, help me, guide me, show me how much you love me. Show me how to do this, God, because in myself, I can't do it. I need your help. Oh, God, is, believe me, He is hearing those prayers loud and clear, and He will move heaven and earth to get it across to you and me. So let's look at this verse to close. Philippians chapter 4. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But again, like I said, it's not about us. I can do all things, yes. But it's through Christ. It's through Christ. It's through that nature of Christ who infuses inner strength into me. See, I always wondered how they made garlic wine and some of these other things. You know why? Because they get an infusion process going on, and then whatever it is that you get or eat or whatever, it's taken on the quality and the characteristics of this particular thing that's in there. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me, meaning I am ready for anything and I am equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Amen? Amen. All right, Father God, thank you for, again, just an awesome opportunity. Father, if this is the last opportunity I ever had to share the word, I pray that it's just been an honor and a glory to you, Father, that our hearts and minds are turned towards you and that we truly do honor you today, Father. We praise you. We even if not physically, Father, we're just down on our knees before you, throwing our complete and total dependence upon you, Father. And we ask you for greater understanding, that those rivers of water would flow together. Father, that we would acquire great understanding, and sometimes that happens in the process of doing. Father, whatever it is you would have us to do and to understand, that we would have the flexibility and the willingness to change our minds and to cultivate a quiet environment somewhere in our lives to listen to you and get the specific direction that you would have for us. I pray for God's people here this morning, and may our lives touch, Father, many hungry souls and orphans' hearts out there who hunger and seek for you this very moment. And I pray for the San Diego community as a whole, for the many things that have transpired here in these last number of weeks. And Father, may our prayers of intercession make a mighty difference in the hearts and lives of people all over this city and all over this world. And we pray in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. All right, God bless. Bless your heart, man.